It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today is Bishan Belegian from State Champs Network and Woodward Sports. And Thursday, a good professor, Bill Spro, I think, is going to be back in the fold as well. We're going to meet our sponsors and then bring Sean in with all kinds of news out of Detroit and whatnot. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Look sharp, be around your professional stylist, Brian and Marcel, Brian's Barbershop, Razorback Drive in Houghton, 482-8820. Appointments recommended, walk-ins welcome. Porter's Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires and stock to keep your vehicle running smooth year-round. Great rebates going on to the end of the month. David Zucri, Century 21 North Country Agency of Houghton, is the official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. He can be reached at 281-1846. For all your embroidery, so screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Homestead Graphics at Berrigan at 353-6741. Day's BP Super Service at Hancock is the area's only full-service gas station, open 7 days a week. Coin available around the clock. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets. 482-3400. They make house calls and open until noon on Saturday. Q&O Overhead Doors, your Copay Garage Door Distributor to Copper Country, Sharon Avenue in Houghton, open Monday through Friday, 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs for foundations, driveways, sewers, and water services. Licensed Septic Installer, 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family, 482-8601. Houghton Billings Fly, now your authorized True Value store at a Copper Country. I'm Brickyard Lane in Houghton behind Kuhn Automotive. Has been providing quality bill materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country from the foundation to the rooftop. Next time you head to Green Bay, stay at the Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest, tundralodge.com, 920-405-8087. I'm going to give them a call to book your stay. Ask for Holly Nichols for the larger get-togethers. And the Tundra is now offering 25% off your rooms until the end of the month. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Time to bring in our regular guest here on the show, dear friend of mine, Sean Belegian, State Champs Network, Woodward Sports. First off, Sean, good morning, and how's it going in suburban Detroit, Northville area this morning?
Well, Jimmy, we got that false fall going on right now. It gives you hope that temperatures are going to come down, and we're going to get that fall weather. So the last couple of days have been like that, but you know around here, it'll rear back to the upper 80s and into the 90s within a few days. So I'm trying to enjoy that false fall because, in my humble opinion, I think it's the best season of the year.
I personally love the fall, the cool weather, the leaves, and just when the worm turns, the only bad thing about fall up here, Sean, right after fall, we got to do about 300 and some inches of partly cloudy.
Yeah, it's a little different down here. You know, we get a little extended fall, but yeah, I'm not going to lie, Jimmy, it's felt like late September, early October the last couple of days, and it's been wonderful.
Well, Sean, speaking of temperatures rising, trading deadline here and gone, Monday was the last day yesterday. The big news, obviously, which isn't a surprise with the Scubo trade or being sent to the Dodgers. I mean, everyone has their own opinion about this. I loved the podcast you had with your gentleman Sunday. I'm drawing a blank on the name. I actually loved it. But you hit it on the head, Sean. All this is almost irrelevant because 99.9%, it looks like a lockout is imminent.
Yeah, it is. And you know what's interesting about it, Jim, is I think it goes to show you, at least under this current configuration of the major leagues, I don't think that the Detroit Tigers can be considered a serious contender ever.
No.
Unless something changes drastically. You think of all the trade deadlines, and I know a lot of people fancy the Tigers as being a playoff contender right now, and I think right. They are in name alone and where they're at. I personally think they're going to fall short. But, Jimmy, do you remember a trade deadline where a contending team sold their best player? Like, Aaron Judge was sold by the Yankees. Pedro Martinez was sold by the Red Sox. It doesn't happen, and I think it reminds reminds everybody of where this franchise is under this ownership group and with Scott Harris at the helm as president of baseball operations. It's depressing. There might be more today, but don't worry. There are a bunch of can't-miss prospects that are coming up. And the problem with those can't-miss prospects, Jimmy, is who's to say this isn't going to happen to Max Clark 7-8 years from now? That this isn't going to happen to Kevin McGonigal 7-8 years from now? This is what this franchise unfortunately does. And, you know, the few prospects that actually do make it, out of all the magical, mystical names that we've heard over the past 20 years, this guy's can't miss, that guy. Here's a guy that didn't miss. He won back-to-back Cy Young Awards, and we tell him we are not going to pay you market value. Good luck in Los Angeles. It's very disheartening. It's a reminder, but it's disheartening nonetheless.
Well, Sean, as a diehard Detroit fan, which you are, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, either here or there. But the passion with the Detroit fan base is second to none. But in all reality, a question I asked my guest last week, Captain Lou Gamelin, with everyone getting upset about this situation, don't be mad at Scubo. The underlying question, Sean, is maybe you know more the answer than I do. Why didn't Detroit give him what he wanted? They just didn't want to spend the money. To me, that's the puzzling part I don't get. If you gave him what he wanted, term, and the money he wanted, he would have stayed, I think, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they weren't going to do it. I think they looked at it. And, you know, really the final nail in this coffin, Jimmy, came when they signed Framber. Because the devil's in the details more often than not. It's not just what they gave him next year, but it's a backloaded contract. So, you know, I think it's $38 million next year and then $38 million after that. Well, that's the sign that, well, we're going to give him $38 million, but we aren't going to give Scooble the $45 million that it would have kept to keep him here. So that was, I mean, the devil was in the detail there. I think that was the final nail in the coffin. There was no way that they were going to re-up with Scooble. But it's okay to pay Framber, you know, $37.5 million, $38 million the next couple of years. It's insanity to me. But that's where this franchise is. They're just not going to give that big contract. And Casey Mize is finally rounding into shape. He really is. I mean, he can't stay healthy. You know, it always seems like there's one thing or another. But, you know, when you look at his numbers this year, this is a guy that's going to command probably $20 million when the free agent period starts. Well, they already have Jack Flaherty under $20 million. So that was something that wasn't going to float their boat. So, unfortunately, I think with a franchise like this, Jimmy, it comes down to economics. And I know on one hand, I can hear somebody saying right now, well, what are you talking about? They're 10th in payroll. They're spending, you know, around, before Scooble, $210 million. Yeah, but they were short of that luxury tax threshold. And once they creep up to that luxury tax threshold, you're going to see them backpedal like the greatest cornerback there is to get away from that. And this is where we're at, like a franchise right now, Jimmy.
And you know, Sean, I know we talked early in the season when the Valdez deal was made. I me and you, Ty, why are they paying him but not Scubo? And I agree with you. That made zero sense to me. And again, I just love the game. I love competitive sports. But sometimes I look at some of these business decisions, and I don't know if a lot of people merit just being upset about the Dodgers being able to do this all the time. They're just not afraid to go above that luxury tax and the threshold of what they have to spend, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, right now they're estimated to spend $180 million in luxury tax, okay? Think about that. That's a lot more than a majority of Major League Baseball teams are paying on their own payroll. And the problem is Major League Baseball. I do not have any angst for the Dodgers. I don't. Because if the rules are in place for them to conduct business as they've conducted business, I would do it. I would love for the Detroit Tigers to do something like that. Hey, you're going to let me do this? Okay, we're going to do. And again, it doesn't guarantee you anything. It gives you a huge advantage. And an advantage that the Dodgers have used to win back-to-back. And, I mean, they are by far the prohibitive favorite for a third straight as well. So the problem is Major League Baseball. As you and I have talked about many times over the past year, I cannot wait to see what this offseason holds. Because if the owners stay hard and fast on them, on instituting a salary cap, and the players' union stays hard and fast and will never accept that, we aren't going to see baseball for a long time. And I have a feeling it's going to play out much like the National Hockey League did back in 04-05, Jimmy.
And I agree with you, Sean. And I've been following this a little bit, obviously, with the time I've had. But they're not apart, Sean. They're miles apart, it seems like, right?
Yep, no doubt about it. I mean, and it's you're already starting to hear the propaganda from both sides, and people are, you know, kind of digging in their heels and everything. The big question is, much like it was with the NHL back then, will the union, or excuse me, the owners be unified? That's the biggest thing, you know, because if there's one or two guys, all the questions back in 04, 05 were, you know, Eddie Snyder in Philadelphia and Mike Ilitch, are they going to hold the line? And when they held the line, it was game over for the NHLPA. They
right.
knew it. They prolonged it, but it was prolonging the inevitable. And that's the million-dollar question, I think, in baseball, Jimmy. If these MLB owners hold the line and they stay in one unified voice, the MLBPA, there's no way they win this. No way.
And, Sean, going back to the luxury tax and teams maneuvering to get around it, I remember not too long ago when Calipari was at Kentucky, everybody hated him because he's getting the ones and dones. It's not right. Well, my comment was to a diehard Michigan fan, there's nothing wrong with it. You can do the same thing. Similar with baseball. And number two, if you spend the money to keep a Scooble in-house, or just for an example, any other player, you're going to get more people in the stands. Now you're going away from this trend. You're getting less people, which puts you in a deeper hole going forward.
You got it. And I don't think anybody complained at the end of the year when the Dodgers have to cut that check to every Major League Baseball team or Major League Baseball itself for being over the luxury tax. You know, you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, here's $10 million. Congratulations. Like, this is where we're at. It is such a weird dynamic right now, Jimmy.
It
seems to be on the other side, but that's where the Detroit Tigers are at. They are clearly on the other side. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Sean, again, we'll stick with Detroit, the baseball team and hockey team. Obviously, we got to look at ownership, the Ilitches. I know you want to get people want to blame Harris, Eisenman to a point when he was there, which he isn't. How much of this falls on the Ilitch family? Because I hate to say it, if the Red Wings and the Tigers are relevant, it's a lot more better sport. But the Red Wings seem to be going against the grain. And what is the actual mood with media like yourself and other people down right in the middle of this? It's just a lot of, there's got to be a lot of head scratching.
There is. I think the one thing you could say about the Ilitch family historically, and I think that Christopher is of this, is cut from this same thing. They don't like bad optics. They are not into bad
right.
optics. So they're going to do things like creep up to the to the luxury tax. They are going to do things like saying, well, we're spending. Look at the salary cap. How can you yell at us and things like that? But they're not going to do much more than that. You know, taking that
right.
chance on that big contract and looking at it like a quote-unquote investment, if you will. The Red Wings are a mess right now. There is no other way to say that. You could be the biggest diehard Red Wing fan in the world. They are a literal mess, and it's not only what's going on, or in this case, what's not going on with the front office upheaval, but Jimmy, after all this time under Steve Yzerman, they just don't have a lot of talent in the system. They don't.
No.
And there's no way out right now. There really isn't. And so that's an interesting thing, but Jimmy, the craziest thing in this town, I'll never understand it, is more often than not, they will turn the Tarek Skubal into the villain, or they will turn, you know, whoever the Red Wing player that wants out, Dylan Larkin, they'll turn him into the villain and things like that. So I think that's one thing that the Ilitches certainly have in their back pocket. The ownership has not been good. There's no other way to say that. The dynamic change since Mr. Ilitch, Mike Ilitch, passed away, and on Christopher's
right.
watch, it hasn't been good. I mean, there's no other way to say that. And there's no sign that things are going to change and you're going to get a real competitive contender anytime soon with either franchise, as far as I'm concerned.
And especially you go to the hockey team. I mean, all the big fish are already landed in other markets. The Larkin thing is just in limbo, which is causing all kinds of chaos. And plus, you still don't have a GM in the office.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Steve is the acting GM until they get one. And, you know, I feel the same way that I did when this came out in June, though. in the best interest of your hockey club. I know there's a desire to make this go away. In the best interest of the hockey club, I think you have to wait out Dylan Larkin. I do. Hey, Dylan, we are going to do what works best for us. We cannot make a deal with the Minnesota Wild at this juncture. We cannot make a deal with any of the teams that you've said that we can deal with. There is not a deal that makes sense for the Detroit Red Wings. So you're going to have to open up. And if he doesn't choose to do that, you know what I'd say? Well, you know, how badly do you want out, Dylan? Because if you want out that badly, you're going to have to do a little work with us. And I don't think that is something that's close to reality right now. I really don't.
Has he expanded his no-trade list? I know there was a hot take a while ago that straight up for him and Robinson from Dallas. Was there any truth in that, Sean, or is that more of a...
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think that was. And, you know, obviously Jason Robertson re-signed one year. He's betting on himself next year and all that. Allegedly, Dallas is on there, so you have four teams now. But right now, there isn't a deal to be made. I mean, there just isn't a deal to be made, or else said deal would have been made. You know, you take a look at some places. You know, he would fit in a lot of places. The question is, does he want to go there? Is that something in the market? And that's when I say, okay, well, how badly do you want out? Because right now, we are not going to do something detrimental to this hockey club, and it's already precarious future by dealing you to some place that you want to go for a less than deal for us. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and again, when you look at the GM situation now, what's the latest there? I know you mentioned Horcroft. I hear Draper put his name in there. I mean, what's the latest you're hearing? Is there any? I'm finding it amazing up here. There's nothing leaking out on NHL Network or nothing. What's the word down there, Sean?
I still believe, I know I told you this, I still believe when all is said and done, it'll be Horcroft. I had a couple people tell me that Christopher really likes Sean Horcroft, that he thinks he's more of a quote-unquote modern-day hockey guy. That doesn't mean that the Red Wings aren't going to do their due diligence. That doesn't mean that they aren't going to, you know, do the dance and have the interviews. I am not saying this based, I'm not quote-unquote reporting this. This is just a hunch.
Right.
I think it'll be Sean Horcroft when all is said and done, based on some conversations that I have. But who knows? Maybe he's going to go grab one of the Wonder Kids that was, you know, doing some kind of analytic website just a decade ago. You know, that there seems to be a move towards that. You take a look at what Carolina did, and, you know, there are a lot of those Wonder Kinds in there. I'll be interested to see if that's the move that they make. But this is just a hunch, Jimmy. I really think it'll be Horcroft when all is said and done.
Well, Sean, as usual, a great insight, especially you being down in a hub down there. And like you mentioned, both those franchises are a little bit of disarray right now, right?
Yeah, that's an understatement. You know, I mean, in different places. I mean, the Tigers, window dressing, you know, hey, look, we're just out and everything. But there's no chance a team like that's going to win a championship. And the Red Wings are so far away from even being at the playoff level, it's gross. So, yeah, weird times down here.
Well, Sean, before we go, as usual, give our audience your numerous websites and podcast info to tune in, and I highly recommend you check it out. Who was with you Sunday night again, Sean? I love that segment.
My buddy Mike Bohenik. He is he's one of the sharpest baseball minds I go. Jimmy, he's not in the business. He's just a buddy of mine, and he's a real sharp baseball guy. So I always have fun talking with him. But no, thank you. You know, do the morning show on Woodward Sport with Neil Rule, and that's a lot of fun. And as you and I have been talking about privately, it's almost go time. You know, it's a busy time, starts real soon. The high school football is going to kick off. I know we're doing the prep kickoff classic down at Wayne State. We'll have four games on the 27th and 28th. And, you know, not too long after that, we'll talk about hockey and in your neck of the woods, the defending, D3 champions. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it, man.
All right, Sam, we're up against it. Thanks, man, for joining us. We'll get you back in a couple weeks or so. Sound good?
Anytime at all, Jimmy. You know that.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Have a good day, my friend.
You too, buddy.
Sean Bellegian, join us from State Champs Network and Woodward Sports. We'll be back Thursday, peeking aside the grapevine, right here on Mix 93 at 8:40 a.m. We're going to send it back to Great Tunes with Sam in the morning.